I don't know about you, but I've often heard people saying, usually when someone has died, he or she was a good person. They did a lot of good things. But we know that the Bible tells us clearly that it's only through grace that we are saved. It's not, unfortunately, about the accumulation of good things we did in our lives. It's only about the grace we have received through faith and belief in Jesus. Absolutely fundamental to the gospel. Yet, even as God's people saved through grace and assured of life everlasting with Jesus, our readings today also tell us that it's important what we do for him from that place of grace. Doing good things will not earn us a place in heaven, but not doing good things as Christians is, in a sense, denying the grace that we have been given. Our readings today from Paul in his letter to Galatians and Luke's gospel point to this. Paul, as always with Paul, doesn't mince his words. "Do not be deceived," he says. "God is not mocked, for you reap what you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit." We also know that whilst we are fully redeemed in the Spirit, we live, for now, in these human bodies, which do have an unfortunate habit of continuing to sin, a very real danger of potentially sowing to our flesh, which, paraphrasing Paul, doesn't usually end very well. It's the very reason why we have confession at every service. It's in order to get that sinful stuff out of the way, confessed before God and disposed of by him. And so once again, we become clean. Now, you know, because I've encouraged you in this before, please don't wait till Sunday or Thursday to confess. Do it as soon as the Spirit convicts you that you've sinned. And the Spirit will do that. Your own conscience very often acting with the Spirit. And it doesn't have to be complicated. We can simply pray, "Lord, I'm sorry for what I've just done or just thought, and now I choose to receive your forgiveness right here, right now." So through time, we learn to live by the Spirit. We learn to sow to the Spirit and not to our own flesh. This is living out our faith, being led by the Holy Spirit, who will lead us to do what is right and will build up God's kingdom here on earth. If we look to people in authority and leaders, unfortunately, we can clearly see those who are interested only in feeding their own egos, as opposed to those who truly want to sacrifice themselves in order to serve others. So Luke told us about the time Jesus sent out 70 of his followers. I always think it's important. It's not just the 12 who we hear so much about. This is 70 followers, and he sends them out into every town and every place he was going. He says, "Prepare the way." Wow, what a time they had. Having been appointed and commissioned by Jesus, they witnessed the power of God at work, and they returned quite astounded and with joy. I want to share a little story of experience that we had. When we lived in Peterborough, we were in a village just north of the city. When we moved there, there were about 4,000 people in the village. Peterborough Development Corporation built effectively a whole new town, and our parish went from 4,000 to 16,000 people. And we were at the time not a big church. There were about 70 of us, interestingly. And our inspirational vicar at the time said, "I think it would be a good idea if we went out and visited all the newcomers in all the new houses." Whoa, that was a lot of houses and a lot of people. But we did. We went out in pairs. We did what the 70 we read about today. We prayed together before we went out, and we visited every single one of the new homes. Now you might wonder, what did we meet? Well, some people were out, not surprisingly. Some were very worried we were Jehovah's Witnesses. Some just said politely, no thank you. But a surprising number welcomed us, wanted to hear more. We drank quite a lot of tea going around to these houses, as you can imagine. And it was soon after this we held a mission in the church. And the church doubled in size as a result of that mission. Now, I fully understand that was then and this is now. That was God's timing. But I share it with you as a reminder of how God can and does work when we step out, as did those 70 that Jesus sent out. I'm quite sure they would have been filled with a fair degree of trepidation before they went, but they were appointed, they were commissioned by Jesus to go in his name. And of course, they were preceded by the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We are all here for a godly purpose. None of us are too old or too young or too inexperienced. Each of us needs to discern what God would have us do to help build up his kingdom here on earth, here in Bolney. And our hymns today, I hope, reflect this. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us. I heard the voice of Jesus say. Then in a while we're going to sing, come down, O love divine. Let holy charity my outward vesture be. And we're going to end with, forth in thy name, O Lord, I go, my daily labour to pursue. Thy task, thy wisdom has assigned. Oh, let me cheerfully fulfil. Finally, we're going to go back to some more advice from Paul. When he said, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Amen.